Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This evening's episode is entitled, Are You Ready for Resurrection Power to Guide Your Life? I'm going to be teaching this evening from Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 35. Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 35, reads, And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ hath made thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. I've always loved reading this particular passage because it is filled with the message of the gospel. And we see that Peter is being wonderfully used of God. His life has completely changed. You remember what Peter was like before his great trial. And he learned through his great trial, God had not given up on him, and God did not give up on him. And so it was Peter to whom God gave the keys of the kingdom and his great sermon on the day of Pentecost, the doors of the church were opened. The ecclesia, the called out ones, just a name, the Greek word for church, ecclesia. And Peter was the one who gave this great and wonderful message through the power of the Spirit of God. I want you to know that the book of Acts was written by the great physician, theologian Luke, has two parts. There's the book of Luke, or the gospel document of Luke, and then there's the Acts of the Apostles, or the book of Acts. And I think it is important to note that within the book of Acts, we see the Acts of the Holy Spirit, through chosen human instruments. I love this word, acts, because it signifies what God is like. And God is fully invested in his saving activity toward us. And so, in this particular chapter, Peter, we read in verse 32, came down to the saints which dwelt in Lydda. And this particular city was 9 miles from Joppa. And this name, the word Lydda here in the text is a very interesting word. This word means strife or heated or violent struggle. It also means bitter conflict. Now, notice the verb here. Notice the phrase, to the saints which dwelt in Lydda. And so, Lydda is a locative noun. And Notice where God sent Peter. Peter came down to these saints who were having, or who dwelt in a difficult place. And so Peter goes there to take the word of God to them. Verse 33, and there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. This word palsy in the scripture is a very interesting word also, because it also means to be unstrung or weak of limb. This word is also, of course, used in the gospel documents. It means to loosen and also to weaken or to dissolve. The Old Testament uses this word also. And it is a very interesting term, medical term and theological term. And I found in my studies that many of the theological terms in the New Testament have a medical significance and a psychological significance as well. So Aeneas had kept his bed 8 years. He believed that some spiritually dissolved condition. And they're not given a background as to how this came about or what that led to him being dissolved. That's not supposed to have done. But the Holy Spirit has given enough information for us to be something very powerful. And it's like wonderful that that was about to take place. And it, there, in verse 34, we read that Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ, make it whole. So, Peter wants Aeneas to say that he did not source for a resurrection. He never asked about resurrection to have a problem. And we can see this resurrection power of God, that Edward and I have noticed. Notice, Aeneas, Jesus Christ make us be whole or complete. That dissolved condition is reversed. Aeneas will be moved from the old down of the old mind into a ontological. He will be the root of both, and he will be placed into a new life that's fresh and to the name. So that is the way the New Testament talks about each of the life prophets, the building that the believer has in Christ. And so Jesus Christ has made it be whole. Now notice after the colon, it's hope in my Bible, arise. So here's the word for resurrection. Get the verse 32. Arise. And this is a word that's used for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Apostolic necron of standing up of the body. So arise. This verb that speaks into the condition of divinity. It's word that speaks into that stability, that condition, that aims the person, that keeps the person down and way down. And notice the study tree we had been in a specific position for 8 years. this was a global system. And therefore, all four of them were key. The first of the four ideas, Jesus Christ, makes whole or complete. We have the integration of personality. We have the integration of someone like that is a body. Nothing is left out. Salvation is home. Salvation is complete. The entire person is a threat. And so that condition which kept it instead for humans has been the resurrection power. And if you don't care, Peter did not cut Peter's stuff. Into the light, to the form of people of peace, arrive and notice bed by bed and take care of the form of condition. Straighten out the past, make your bed, make sure the things of the past are taken. And so he's given a specific command. Make thy bed. Because you're not going to use the bed. And notice, and he abodes. This is what you mentioned. And note in verse 35, and all that dwell with him, or those dwelt, those dwelt. To others who dwell and offer them hope. This is what the Word of God teaches. This is what God teaches. He knows the Word of God. We go to this text, we share it with that. The triggered that. Showing that individual from the scripture that God understands very well what we do, and God speaking to you in a situation, saying, good morning. My name is.